Hello, this is Paula Hatford reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. Christmas Around the Square is being planned by several organizations. Rotary, taking the lead on that, has lots of activities, but this year there will be other organizations joining in. The day will start on December 1st on Friday night. There will be a Rotary will host a trivia at the Elks. Doors open at 6 o'clock for a taco bar, and play starts at 7. If you have a team and want to come test your Christmas trivia knowledge, don't hesitate to sign up for that. Then on Saturday morning, we'll kick off with Breakfast with Santa. We'll be from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Fox Meadows Apartments at 108 South Pearl. It will be $5 for adults, $3 for kids, and under 2 eat free. Be pancakes, sausage, coffee, milk, and other drinks. Then the Holiday Bazaar will start at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Old High School Gym on South Pearl Street. There is going to be lots of vendors there, and there's just a few spots left. But if you want to come to get a start on your shopping, right now we have confirmed vendors: Anderson's hand-knitted and crocheted items, jewelry and handbags, Vicky Bowling Wreaths, Diane Hines Pampered Chef, Bling Queen's $5 jewelry, Amy George Jewelry and Accessories, Maud Candle Company, Jeff Perry with soy wax candles, Hoodville Creations, Amanda Webb, Sublimation Shirts and Tumblers, Sarah Kostecki, Tastefully Simple, Kay and May Custom Crochet, Handmade Crochet Items and Avon, Lisa's Kettle Corn, Jerry and Lisa White, Hamilton County Historical Society with Book, Callie's Creations, Callie Johnson, Crocheted Stuffed Lovies, Forever Memories, Ginger Rainey, Memory Items and 3D Printed Novelties. Hamilton County 4-H will be selling handmade candy, and the Eagles Ladies Auxiliary will have the lunch lobby. The Hamilton County Homemakers will also be there with handmade items, as well as 4-H will also have their home canned items and some other handmade items. Then the day will continue with Santa's Workshop from 3 to 5 p.m. in the courthouse lobby. All youth can come and choose gifts, 2 free gifts for family members. The One Strong Mission Group will be helping to help youth select their gift and help get those wrapped for their special someone. Then at 5:30, there will be a lighted Christmas parade of a favorite Christmas carol. That will be held right at 5:30. Following the parade, there will be games in the courthouse basement. That'll be for any youth wanting to participate in carnival-type games, all free of charge. There will be a visit with Santa, and each youth will receive a mug filled with goodies, and it's sponsored by Hamilton County 4-H. And then Hamilton County HCE will have free hot chocolate and cookies also in the basement. Big day, busy for everyone. Come out and join the fun. And then when you finish up on the square, Ten Mile Baptist Church will host One Starry Night on December 1st and December 2nd from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. This will be held at the fairgrounds in the Floral Hall. This is a free event with live nativity, family-friendly, indoor Bethlehem Village walkthrough, visit to the manger, cookies and hot chocolate, and a free family keepsake for each person who comes through. The 4-H Spin Club started, and it will meet every Tuesday after school until 4:30. Meet in the Hamilton County Courthouse basement, and each session, youth will make 1 to 2 crafts that they are able to take home. There will be drinks and snacks also provided. If you would like to sign up for this spin club, and if you like doing crafts, there are still a few slots available. The Hamilton County 4-H Achievement Night was held recently. Some of the awards presented were Most Outstanding Senior High Member went to Aiden Hood of the Barbed Wire Gang, and the Most Outstanding Junior High Member went to Gracie Walker, also of Barbed Wire Gang. Victory awards were presented in 8 to 9-year-olds, 10 to 11, 12 to 14, and 15 to 18-year-olds. Those winning in the 8 to 9-year-olds were Blue Barrow, Granger Wilson, Faith Showalter, and Finn Bowling. In the 10 to 11-year-olds, Emma Hood, Benji Menard, Delaney Davis, Leah Bowling, Sky Talbert, Jonathan Showalter. In the 12 to 14-year-olds, we had Gracie Walker, Aiden Hood, Shiloh Willis, Cecilia Leakey, Brooklyn Durbin. And the 15 to 18-year-old Victory Award winners were Emily Cox and Maddie Karcher. After winners are selected from each club, then the overall winners are selected. And those winning Best Overall Victory Award winners, 8 to 9-year-olds, went to Blue Barrow and Granger Wilson. 10 to 11-year-olds went to Laney Davis and Vinci Bernard. 12 to 14-year-olds went to Shiloh Willis and Aiden Hood. And the 15 to 19-year-old went to Emily Cox. Congratulations on a great year. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.